This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour. We're talking, of course, if you just join us, we're talking about Syria and everybody's different opinion. I spent the better part of this weekend really analyzing this, and I come up with four major scenario possibilities. There are splinter possibilities from that, but I think four major ones, and we're discussing that, and your input and your insight and your, as always, the Power Hour Nation is very insightful, so we're going over your calls. Diane in Tennessee, you are live on the air. Diane in Tennessee, what's on your mind this morning? Hello? Diane in Tennessee. Nathan.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we are. Hi, Diane. Hi, Diane. Hi.
Good morning. I was going to say maybe we the people have become lazy. Thinking now that Trump is in, you know, we're being slack and we don't believe in him anymore. Maybe we're just leaving it up to him and we're not praying. God has to be behind this. So we all need to stay prayerful that he will do what he needs to do to make America great again. That's my point one. So it's up to us. And number two, I heard this morning on the radio early that possibly his son-in-law and daughter are influencing him in the wrong way. Now, maybe the viewers or the listeners have some other point of view about that or know anything about it, but that could be a possibility, and I'd like to know what the audience thinks about that. And you too, Daniel. Thank you for all you do. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you. I think those are some great points. I think the number one point that you brought up about prayer, was it 6 months ago, the whole nation prayed, or not the whole nation, but a big part of the nation prayed that America could get back on a good track. And I think that the Trump's election, he moved that window towards something, at least for us. He moved it for the American consciousness. I'm not saying that he is the Messiah figure or whatever, but he helped move that window. And I think prayer will do it again, and we'll continue to move it, and prayer will move mountains. About Kushner and his daughter, I've heard that. I don't know. I know Kushner is he's lined up with some pretty suspicious characters, but he is his son-in-law. So, and it is your daughter. I mean, if my daughter came to me, started chewing on my ear for a while, I'd eventually bend too, probably. But I don't know. I really don't know.
In the past, he did fire his brother at one point.
Well, I think if this gets serious and if the people, if there's backlash enough, that he will make changes. I do. I mean, I think he's shown that. So I really don't know, Diana, but I think it's a very good point. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to say?
That was it for now.
To be determined, to be determined. Thank you everybody so much for all your input. Nathan, do we have any other callers? Okay. We do have the guests, so we're very excited. Craig Sawman Sawyer. He is a veteran of many conflicts and many operations. He's, of course, a SEAL team member. It's been all over the news. He's very prominent. He was doing things for the government and then began to ask questions, and that led him on a journey to really where he is today and looking at the world in a whole different light. He came back. He's been on many different talk shows, many different news outlets all over the country, from Fox News, CNN, and what have you. He has been on History Channel, Discovery Channel. He's very prominent for his experience and his expertise. He is well known throughout the country, if not the world. And now he has a different project, veterans4childrescue.org. We are so excited to have to the show today, Craig Sawyer. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure. We're coming to the first break, and we just got to introduce you. But on the other side, why are you here, and what in the world got you to do this? We'll get to that on the other side of this three-minute break with Craig Sawyer.
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour, wherever you are. We are so pleased to have on the show today Craig Sawyer. You know, one of the things I've been most encouraged about Trump, and it tells me a lot about him, there's no question that the chains are seem to be taken off, and from my contacts, from my the words I'm hearing, is the Trump administration, to some extent, is taking the chains off law enforcement, police, sheriffs, military in some cases, to go after pedophilia, the pedophilia rings that just below the surface of decent society, there's a rotting cesspool of just the most disgusting, most depraved activities that you can imagine. It's even hard to discuss. But we have seen that the Trump administration has taken the shackles off, and now we have Craig Sawyer, a military, really hero in a lot of senses, who has stepped up and to take this further. And his new website, Veterans for Child Rescue, veteransforchildrescue.org, is doing that. Craig, why have you started this website?
Well, it's a great question, and it's like so many other things in life. It's been a chain of events. It's been a series of trial and error, trying to make a positive influence, helping empower the American citizens by training them on personal security, training our military, law enforcement, rescuing and protecting some of the last of the endangered rhinos over in Africa with a television series that we did there, and then growing that into a larger nonprofit org with a giant capability to bring that fight forward, and just doors closing and doors opening, and then you find yourself in a position and being particularly well trained and prepared to carry out a certain tasking. And I feel like this tasking's been laid on my table to accomplish. And it just, it broke my heart learning just more recently how pervasive and how dark this human trafficking situation is when it comes to the children, the tiny toddlers and infants that are enduring the unthinkable. And even these ritual sacrifices in some cases really was upsetting to start to uncover in greater detail. So I thought, man, I've got the ability and the background and the network to do something in this regard. And what do I do? Well, I can go in and help law enforcement run the operations. We can rescue a kid here or there. And we can help make some arrests, but how do we make even a greater impact with that? And I realized that by showing the public, by uncovering, by ripping the manhole cover off of that rancid cesspool, if you will, and shining the sunlight on it, by showing the public, look, folks, good, bad, or indifferent, this is what's actually going on, that I think I can have my greatest impact. I think the public needs to know what's going on so that they can rally against it. Because so far, by my observation, this has been deliberately and very widespread, or on a widespread basis, suppressed. And so many, you know, as we all are learning now, if we haven't known in the past, so much of our news media and social media have been bought up or started from the beginning by those who are hostile to Americans' best interests. So they are not going to feed the American public empowering information. They're going to feed garbage and keep people distracted with small and petty issues while they continue to move forward and gain personal power for themselves or their agenda. So I thought really exposure was what the doctor ordered in this case. Let me show the American public what's going on, and I can best do that through shooting a hard-hitting documentary series. And through trial and error, having been involved in Hollywood and news media and intelligence community, federal law enforcement, and trying to bring things to light, I realized this is not something that those who control the media want to get out. And I realized we were going to have to do it very independently.
Well, what you're saying, you know, sometimes it's said that the times make the man or the man makes the times, you know, which one, the egg or the chicken comes first. You are, of all people in this country, you are uniquely positioned to do what you are, what you're aiming to do. I mean, who else has the intelligence background, who has the military background to do these operations, and then has the Hollywood background at the same time to even do that? When you first, you know, cause people are sitting at home and they're wondering, how in the world does he know this? Is this really going on? I just can't believe that this is this big of a problem. How would you answer that?
Well, I would say, first of all, to the statement that I am particularly well qualified for that, I tell people now, well, it's almost like somebody upstairs had a plan. Isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it certainly seems that way. Yes.
Because I've been through holy hell to get to where I am and have the different bells and whistles, if you will, of my background and capability. And I don't believe any of this is happening because I'm a super brilliant, super capable individual. I don't think this has anything to do with me other than I'm someone who can help. And I think I've been put through that. I look back on it right now, and I see my entire life having been a dress rehearsal, preparation, and training for this mission, this tasking of ripping the lid off of this cesspool that's so highly suppressed and so well protected that nobody else dares do it. And so I think it's just been a process. And I do think it was guided. I think this, you know, people are telling me, Saul, you were born for this. And I look back on it, I thought, my gosh, I can't argue with that at this point. And I do think it was me. I think it was the process that I was put through. Yeah, I left to my own devices. My own instinct is to play and have fun, and I want to play with my kids, and I want to go to the beach, and all. And then I'm a motocross racer. I played in, you know, bands as a drummer. You know, I'm a fun loving guy. I like mountain biking and rock climbing, and I love the outdoors. And I don't want to be involved in dark occult busting and being involved in the darkest side of society. I don't like that. It's not pleasurable for me. But in the end, I realized I have been prepared, and I do have the ability. And I cannot, now that I know, I cannot look away.
I think that's a big play, and
enjoy my life and look myself in the mirror. So I must act. I must sound the alarm. So, you know, almost.
Well, one of the biggest ways I think you've been prepared is your determination. Your determination in overwhelming odds and in the most stressful situations, because you have hit a nerve. And why don't you tell the audience, as soon as you announced that you were doing this and you started to go down this path, let's talk a little bit about the resistance, really unprecedented resistance and events that we have seen come out against you.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned earlier, I've worked in multiple capacities in my life. And a lot of my contacts are high-ranking intelligence community officials. And I was notified after launching this organization to expose elite pedophile rings and make a better future for our children, that there were two specific groups that had taken notice and that were observed in high-level online chatter, panicking at the launch of this organization, panicking at my background, panicking at the exposure that we threatened to bring, and deliberately planning their attacks against me and the organization. And if I told you that the two groups, it wouldn't be a surprise. And I'm not going to name the two groups here, but one is a terrorist front, and another one is one of our two main political parties. The heads, the top brass of one of our two main political parties. And I'm not going to name them now, because I want for their attacks to be the vehicle that shines the greatest scrutiny upon their alliance and alignment with child rape and child harm. Because I had not listed any groups when I launched this organization, because to be perfectly honest, I don't care who those are that are doing child harm. I assume there are those on both sides of the political aisle and every other organization that are into this, because that's what I'm hearing and learning. So I am just singularly focused on making a better future for the children. And I do not have any agenda on who we uncover. We're going to uncover whoever we can and shine the light on it, no matter who they may be. So it's interesting to me that two groups heaped that identification upon themselves and decided that I must be talking about them, because that's what they are and that's what they're into. And they're all about pedophilia and harming children. So they began panicking and preparing their attack. And their attacks were at this point.
We're to our second break.
We're talking with Craig Sawyer from VeteransForChildRescue.org. VeteransForChildRescue.org. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour. I don't know if you guys remember the story of Sinead O'Connor back in the early 90s on Saturday Night Live. You know about her ripping up the picture of the Pope. I don't know if you know the backstory, because the media, I mean, they shut that down tighter than a duck's behind, so to speak. She got on stage and she sang a song. She redid the words to a Bob Marley song and ripped the picture of the Pope. What you didn't know was why. As a child growing up in Ireland, she was a victim of abuse. She was abused heavily.
and she would beg God night after night to deliver her from that abuse. And she made a deal with God, so to speak, where she said, God, if you get me out of this, that if I ever have the chance, I will do everything that I can to protect children, to do something about this. Please, I beg you to get me out of this. In the early 90s, the story broke in Ireland about the priests, about some of the abuse within the Catholic Church. She petitioned over and over and over again with no recourse whatsoever to the church, to these things to stop happening in Ireland, with no response. The media completely ignored it. She got on stage on Saturday Night Live, and that's why she ripped up the picture of the Pope, was to bring attention and to save those children that were being abused by those Irish Catholic priests at the time in Ireland. And we know nothing about this, but it says something to the fact that we don't know that backstory tells you how deep this goes and how much this is being covered up. We have Craig Sawyer, a man, really a man for this time, a man prepared in all ways to endure this. He just barely started with the idea, and he's already seen the attacks. And his sources are telling him that there's more attacks coming. They're going to try to attack his funding. They're going to try to attack him legally, and they're going to try to attack him personally. And you can guarantee that that's probably going to occur. That's why some of the things he says, when you ask your questions, he may pose them a certain way. So just be prepared. And also funding. Why don't you, Craig, tell a little bit about what happened when you wanted to get a GoFundMe account and then also your YouCaring account. What happened?
Well, it was disappointing, but I should not have been surprised considering all of the people who have bought up or own social media, the news media, and even the crowdfunding campaign. So some of these people from the tech industry are on the farthest left, the furthest left, I should say. And so they do not agree with basic moral decency and the traditional American values. And so when I started a GoFundMe campaign, because my Veterans for Child Rescue org is to be a 501c3 nonprofit organization. While that paperwork is being conducted, it takes months to get that finalized and clear. While that's going on, I decided instead of waiting to create a crowdfunding campaign to get my team in place and start filming, and then we could continue once the 501c3 nonprofit organization paperwork was completed. So was writing up the GoFundMe description, and before I was even done with it or attempted to launch it, I got a message that popped up and said, we're locking your account for 3 days. Before I even attempted to launch it, at that point, I wasn't going to launch it until the next week, so it was like at least 5 or 8 days before I was expecting to even launch it. So I was writing up the description and they locked it up. And people told me later, oh yeah, yeah, they're not on board with, you know, basic American values and what you're doing. You're going to expose pedophilia and they don't have a problem with that. I'm like, man, I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that. If that is true, that's sad. So someone else said, hey, Craig, here's another one called You Caring. And it looks like it's right up your alley, you know, and they don't charge money like GoFundMe does for a campaign. So I wrote up one with You Caring, launched it, and while I was live on the air with Alex Jones for InfoWars, he was telling people about us, and it spiked straight up to, I think, 50,000 in donations, and then You Caring pulled the account off the air.
This is a short segment. We're to the break, Craig. On the other side, I want to hear the end of that story and also what people could do to get involved. VeteransForChildRescue.org. VeteransForChildRescue.org. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the one and only Craig Sawman Sawyer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour. I would like to encourage you to buy from the good guys. Go get your health products and all your different supplies over at the Power Mall. Give them a call, 877-817-9829. We have the Christianity Unmasked Dan Israel book. We'll be talking in the third hour. That's on sale today, of course. The magnesium, the Grown by Nature, is still on sale. Those fantastic vitamins. Numana is on special. The Solar Hydro Water Pack Numana special that we have. Give them a call, 877-817-9829. We're talking to Craig Sawman Sawyer about from veteransforchildrescue.org. Veteransforchildrescue.org. Craig, you were telling your story about you caring and what happened when you you lit up your campaign. It was the donations were starting to spike, and then just like that, it was pulled out from under you.
Yep, live on the air, we were promoting the organization, and the donations were starting to come in with a wide audience, and the campaign was pulled, and so nobody had a place to donate, and it just killed it right in the middle of a big segment. So we had a little bit of fun with it. Alex Jones, technical staff, was live online chatting with the You Caring technical support, saying, "Hey, why'd you guys pull Mr. Sawyer's organization funding campaign?" And they wrote back, it was outside of our terms of service. And I challenged them. I said, ask them what was the infraction? What was their claim to violation? Because I can't imagine what it would have been. Because if they can articulate what it is, we'll just fix it. And, of course, they could not. Because, come to find out, they've got a problem with anyone that exposes pedophilia. And people later have written me and said, hey, Craig, look at who owns UCarry. Look what their background. And I haven't researched it myself because I'm not focused on the obstacles in my life and my efforts. I'm focused on the objective. And my objective is safeguarding those children and making a better future in life for those children who are in bondage right now and those who will be put that way in the future. So, I'll go over and around and through these obstacles like you carrying and cast them aside and move on. And, so that's what we're doing. And I don't
well,
know what
God
you
bless
is all
you
about,
it.
But they should be ashamed. They should be ashamed of what they've
absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely. Well, it says a lot about what we're dealing with and how important this issue is to somebody with the very powerful connections to be able to shut you down so quickly. A GoFundMe, you caring, all these platforms, Twitter is starting to come out. Many things are coming out against you. What is on your website, if people want to donate, they can go and press the button. You do have a campaign now. Why don't you tell the audience what your goal is and how they can donate. And also, if you have any calls, if you have any questions for Craig, please go ahead and call in, and we'll get you here in just a minute.
Well, my main objective with this whole thing is to create a non-permissive environment out of the United States for this kind of unthinkable treatment of our children. I want to create a non-permissive environment. In other words, I want the American public to be so aware and so informed on this and to recognize the signals and the signs of how this is done, so that when people see something, they can say something and they can report it, and we can dog these abusers and hound them and report them and expose them so that they have nowhere to hide and they are not any longer able to do this at their leisure right under our unwitting noses. Until now, they've enjoyed the cover of darkness. What they fear most is the light. I'm here to bring the light. I'm here to expose them. Hey, if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't be worried. And you should be ready to be transparent. So I think shooting this docuseries and showing people what's really going on is the best contribution I can make. And, yes, it's an ugly business, and these vile people will bring their attack. They've already begun. And we know who they are, and we already know what the attacks are to be. So they're only highlighting themselves by further attacks, and they will get worse. But by their own sword, they will die. In other words, their attacks against me and the organization will reflect great scrutiny upon them and their stance against the children. They should be ashamed, and they will be shamed as they make their position on this known by their actions. So
in your experience,
I say that it's a privilege, though. Although it's not fun, it is a privilege to serve in this capacity and make a positive impact. So,
oh, fantastic. In your experience with the military, is this an intelligence community? Is this kind of like an open secret, or is this not well known?
It depends. For those in federal law enforcement, they know. And having been in federal law enforcement, I can tell you that just because an agent wants to highlight an issue doesn't mean that his chain of command is going to allow it. Because this, whether you want to attach it to the deep state, or if you want to attach it to globalists, or to the Muslimization, or what have you, there are those throughout the chain of command and just about any organization that are on board with this pedophilia ring nonsense. And it is And there are gatekeepers who are in place, who have been bought or put in place, extorted, threatened, what have you, to keep this quiet. So I think in federal law enforcement, it's pretty well known. Intelligence community, it depends, because the intelligence community is compartmentalized for security purposes. Unless someone is dealing directly with this, they would not have occasion to know.
I think that that compartmentalization, it helps end up protecting kind of these black operations and these kind of black deeds. What the, I noticed that you're choosing your words carefully, and that, you know, audience, you got to understand, Craig cannot say anything that's going to legally get him. He does not want obstacles in the way. He is focused on the bullseye, so to speak. You know, one of the things that's encouraged us most about Trump is this talk that him and his family are against pedophilia. What have you heard of that? Is that true that you've heard through the grapevine?
I do share mutual friends with the Trump family, and what I'm hearing from them is that, yes, he is very much against the pedophilia, and that's why we've seen over 3,000 arrests now between just since mid-January when he was put in office. So I don't think he's playing around. The media is not going to give him credit for it for reasons that we should know by now. They're not going to give him credit for anything. Everything he does is going to be demonized and downplayed.
Well, I think it's stunning, that fact that you just said, 3,000 people arrested in these rings, and yet the corporate media, you don't hear it. That's major news. That's why
That should be headline news, that every news agency is celebrating, saying, my gosh, look at what a brighter future we're creating for our children. Look at how many scumbags we're taking off the streets. And I would have every American out there scratch their head, wonder why they're not hearing anything about it.
Well, if it's kept in the dark, then people don't think it occurs, or they don't want to go there. You know, mentally, this is a difficult thing to go there, and you kind of talked about that. You know, mentally, you don't want to be even thinking about these things, but you're forced to. A project like yours, to me, is the key to this, that to put a face to it, a name, a video to this, that this isn't just some back thing. We're going to put it right front and center. And then once America sees that, then this will be over. It'll be game over. You put some light on this, like you're saying, and your reputation and your skills and the people that you have behind you, and this, the dynamic on this will change forever in this country. And that's why before you've even gotten started, people are taking a hatchet to the roots of it, or trying to. Nathan, do we have any callers? Okay. Is there anything you'd like to say before we go to the callers, Craig?
I was about to say something. Let's go ahead and go into it. Let's go ahead and have those callers.
Okay. Sure. Wes in Idaho. Wes, you are live on the air with Craig Sawyer. What's on your mind, Wes?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Daniel. And I want to know if Craig knows about this. Page 334 of The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. On October 1st, year 2000, the Rome Observer newspaper runs a story of how the Italian police have broken up a pedophile ring which had been kidnapping non-Jewish children aged between 2 and 5 from orphanages and then raping and murdering them.
All right, Wes, let's specifically, what's your question for him? Is it about, did he know about that?
As I began, does Craig know about this pedophile ring that was making snuff films of non-Jewish people that Jewish people pressured this newspaper to fire the reporters that reported on the story? I mean,
okay, let's get his. All right, Wes, hold on a second. Let's get his response. Craig, do you know anything about that?
I've heard of this. I don't have in-depth knowledge of that particular situation there, but I can assure you this is widespread. There are a thousand stories like that with all kinds of organizations, foundations, you name it, that are doing this and the suppression thereof. So what I want people to know is that my organization is brand new and we are very narrowly focused. We are going to go into one specific location and conduct our operations jointly with law enforcement there and tell the tale. We are not yet geared as the global police for all pedophile rings and chasing and investigating a scope that wide. We are initially narrowly focused because, as you pointed out, it's the press. Those who tried to tell that were fired. All right, so we're having to do this very deliberately, very independently to get past the media gatekeepers to inform the American public on what's going on. From there, after having accomplished that initial mission and getting the word out and demonstrating our honorable actions and the lean running of this organization, and holding up under any amount of scrutiny, we will rapidly grow and we can expand our mission from there accordingly. But crawl, walk, run.
Very good. I think that's very smart. Thank you so much, Wes in Idaho. Chris in Las Vegas, you are live on the air.
On the internet as well, and the Jewish Talmud calls for them to do this.
Nathan? Who's on? Is that Chris?
Wes,
we thank you for your call very much, Wes. Thank you for your call. Chris in Las Vegas, are you there? Chris in Las Vegas, you're live on the air.
Well, hopefully I am. Thank you so much, and blessings to you for your wonderful work and this inspired action that you're taking. I will caution you, however, from experience. This is a very dangerous road because many of the law enforcement agencies, especially at the tops of them, are deeply infested with these pedophiles who are covering up for their sycophantic friends. I myself am under a horrific attack from multiple different directions here in the Las Vegas area for some of my activism in trying to suppress this. I've discovered the 10th Psychological Operations Division of the U.S. Army and likely other divisions and other services seems to be a very strong source of some of this pedophilic activity training and infestation that's permeated not only law enforcement, but the military and even our courts and other systems around the government, which is why you're seeing such strong polarization and opposition to your efforts. And I thank you so much for your work. And are you seeking communications from other like-minded private investigators who are doing the same sorts of work?
Well, thank you for that. I'll speak to the caution in a second, but I appreciate your support. We will get to the wider scope of information and dissemination, but for now, we will be focused on one particular city. I don't want to get into any further than that. Now, as to the caution, there are people who will caution me at every step. And if I listened to them, I would say, oh, okay, this is going to be dangerous. And so I quit. And then what happens is, just like everyone else has done, I would go quiet. And this evil, what people are investigating this and uncovering these dungeons and these cages and these altars and the children that are experiencing and enduring the unthinkable are telling me is that, hey, Saul, what we're seeing is evil. This is some dark stuff. We never seen anything like it. These people are in some very, very bad stuff, and it's about power. This is a power struggle between good and evil, and not only in the United States, but globally. But we want to focus right here. This is our home. So, look, I have blown the whistle against the high-level SES executive that had been one of the top guys in the FBI for a whole string of FBI disasters. And then somebody and their foolishness decided to put him in charge of the Las Vegas field office in the Federal Air Marshal Service. Well, I blew the whistle on him for attacking all of my best agents after several of my agents came to me in 1 week saying, boss, you know, this is such a hostile work environment. We're afraid someone's going to go postal here because he's ruining all the best agents' careers deliberately and completely unprovoked and unfounded. When I blew the whistle on him, the inspector general apparently called him up and said, hey, Craig Sawyer just initiated an investigation against your mismanagement. Well, that's not supposed to happen, is it? Well, I don't know what it's ever happened to that inspector general, but there's a huge investigation going on now. So he may be held accountable still. And as for the guy that openly retaliated against me and forced me out to cost me my military and federal retirement, well, he'll probably be brought to justice still as well. Now, he was later fired for gross mismanagement and retaliation. But
we're
going
to have to pause. Craig, we're going to have to pause right there. We're to our last break. We have one more segment with Craig Sawyer, veteransforchildrescue.org. Veteransforchildrescue.org. Stay tuned. We have a couple callers and final words from Craig.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the Power Hour. In the next hour, we have Dan Israel from the author of Christianity Unmasked. Joyce will come back and she will interview him. I'm sure that will be very interesting. We're talking to Craig Sawyer. One last segment with Craig. You know, if somebody doesn't stand up, if somebody doesn't take the risk, I mean, that's how we've gotten to this position. Somebody has to run across the barbed wire. And if I want somebody to do it, I don't know of anybody that I want more than Craig Sawman Sawyer, a veteran of many operations, of seen government, has been a whistleblower, has been in Hollywood, has been in film, has been director, actor, all of the above. I don't know if there's anybody in this country more prepared to do what he has set out to do, and that is to take down and shine the light on this, depraved, whatever word you can use to describe. We want this man on the wall. Veterans4ChildRescue.org. You can donate. He's looking to raise $500,000. He's already quickly over $100,000 on the meter, and he's got several more donations coming in, that he said. $500,000 to do this docuseries and shine this light. It's not a lot of money. It goes quickly when you're talking about film and production. He is looking, and he needs, and he deserves our report. Craig, we have a couple minutes left. The floor is yours. What would you like to say to the audience?
Well, I just want to finish up answering Chris's question there from Las Vegas. So what I was driving at is that I have dared to stand up and take down several federal crooks who others were afraid to draw first blood upon, if you will, to throw that first stone, to crack the armor. And I've gone through the process, and I understand that it's not fun, but someone's got to do it. If somebody starts it, others can follow. And I think right now the United States does not know that this problem is out there to the degree that it is, and is as pervasive as it is. And so somebody's got to take one for the team. Somebody has got to jump across that barbed wire so that the guys from the unit can get across it. So when people caution me, I tell them, hey, don't caution me. Caution the bad guys. You know, I can look myself in the mirror. I'm ready to die today if that's what it needs. I do not care. I will look myself in the mirror and be proud and look back on my life and honor and keep my nose clean and know that I did what I could for the kids. So shame on those who are doing wrong, and those are the ones that need to be concerned, because truth is coming, the sunlight's coming, and my organization's bringing it, but it's not just about me, it's not just about my organization, this is a movement, and this is about the awakening of the American people to turn against this scourge of abuse of our children. So this is a start of something big, but somebody's got to do it, and no matter how ugly it may be. And I'm ready for that.
God bless you and keep you, Craig Sawyer. My word. Craig, is there a phone number? People are asking, you know, they may not have internet access. Is there a phone number they can call to do donations?
Nope, there's not a phone number set up for that yet. As we grow, we'll set up like hotlines and things like that.
Well, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, he's just beginning. He's getting this going. He's the man to do this. Find somebody who has web access and can do this if you do want to donate. Veterans4ChildRescue.org. Veterans4ChildRescue.org. Craig, it's been a pleasure meeting you, getting to know you. I'm inspired by your fervor for rightness. And that's what we've been missing in a long time in this country. And I think that you can help bring this back in this country. We got about 30 seconds left. Any final word? Final word to you, Craig.
Well, my father was a very sincere, devout pastor, and he said, God doesn't need your ability. He just needs your availability. And I think that pertains to me in this situation.
Well, God bless, my friend. Veterans4ChildRescue.org. Craig, great to talk to you. I'll be talking to you soon, my man. Thank you.
Thank you.
There he goes, Craig Sawyer.